Okay.
Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Welcome to this Summit of Hope. We are one, body and soul, and yet we experience them as separate. Our eyes, our emotions, our thoughts are always dividing them. But opposites always exist in pairs, good with bad, light with dark. I'm Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and by the end of this talk, I think you will believe, as I do, that you have the power within to rewrite your story and live a life of peace aligned with your values. This talk is for you if you frequently tread lightly or walk on eggshells, always wanting to be sure you know the rules, you follow the rules, always wanting people to like you or at least not dislike you. This talk is also for you if fear or anxiety kind of runs in your mind all the time and gets in the way of being the authentic you. I hope you stay to the end because I want you to receive my tips on how to move from anxiety to aliveness and how to live in peak state. Furthermore, since today we have limited time, I'm going to let you know at the end how you can spend more time playing with me to more deeply embody today's lessons. So, what's good? What's bad? Do we ever really know? Is reality real or is it just in your head? Is it truth or is it perception? When you let go of judging things as good or bad, you can actually release intense emotional energy and you merge into more of a unified whole where we're all connected. Body and soul, they are one, we are one, and peace will take the place of judgment. 1865. A baby comes into this world, born to an Indian family, a girl. Did they celebrate her birth? Was it good? Perhaps. Lucky for her, her father loved to educate his children, including the girls, and she loved to learn. Cheers! Perhaps. 9 years later, she was betrothed. Congratulations, said all the relatives. But for this nine-year-old? Soon thereafter, she experienced the delivery of her firstborn, a baby boy, the happiest day of her life, right? Perhaps. Unfortunately, 10 days later, lacking medical care, no doctors around, her son died. Her worst day ever, perhaps. But imagine the suffering of this 14-year-old girl, 14, burying her baby during her postpartum healing. She lost all reason to live. Bereft, despair, the end, right? Compelled by compassion for women like herself, knowing though that she was only 14 and still had to live her life, she had to come up with a new mission. For herself, for her soul, not just for the memory of her son, and not just for the dream of others, but to save herself and her soul. And she remembered she loved learning. Her strong why fueled her determination. She was going to become a physician to save the women in her country. And she challenged so many customs of the day. And in 1886, this woman graduated in America from medical school. Her best day ever, right? Perhaps. She practiced medicine back in India. And then 2 years later, at the age of 22, she died of tuberculosis, which she had contracted while in the United States. This is the story of a real woman, Dr. Anandibai Golparo Joshi, India's first female doctor of Western medicine. But it's also a story. Life is like a roller coaster, the good and the bad. It's all your perception. Fast forward to this century, there was another female doctor. She was kind of dying a slow death from what I call comparisonitis, comparing all the time, and multitasking. Like Dr. Joshi, she was living a path that had been designed for her by her family, and she started to shrink into a shell of herself. She was lost in all her obligations to others, and she lost connection to who she really was. Have any of you ever prioritized the needs or the desires of others before your own self? Thank you. I see you. Well, then there was this one sunny summer Saturday afternoon, the perfect weather day. Of course it was. It was Los Angeles. And there was the smell of cut grass in the air. It was a weekend day, just like all the other weekends before. But suddenly, while waiting for her son to get at bat in Little League Baseball, she had an epiphany. Her son was living his passion. Everyone around her were totally present in their life. But her multitasking brain, it was still back at the office. She was worrying about all her patients, comparing her business to others and feeling inadequate. And in that instant, she was reminded of her mom. Her mom, like many women of that generation, always put everyone else before themselves, delaying dreams for later. But for her mom, that later never got to come. Instead, this doctor buried her mom on her 59th birthday. And at 23, this doctor started living the carbon copy of her mom's life. The suburban wife, prioritizing the spouse's career, the kids' dreams, never believing in herself that her contribution to society was good enough, big enough. She always put everyone else first. That was how you're supposed to do it. But what about her? What were her dreams? What did she want in life? How did she want to be and feel? And then in that day, at that game, she woke up from a dream, vowed to pivot, and said, "It's time to live my life and my dreams. I only get one life." So thank God for technology. This is the modern age. She grabbed her phone, she swiped right, and she signed up for the Nike Women's Marathon. She made good on a promise she had made to herself 20 years earlier. My friends, that second woman, that mom, that doctor, that was me. So I found my inner athlete, but it wasn't enough. So I went back to school. And it was there on acupuncture day, I was learning about Eastern medicine. I volunteered to be the patient in front of a room full of other doctors. I secretly hoped to heal my back pain, right? But the acupuncturist said, "Stick out your tongue." And then she declared, she dropped this wisdom bomb. "You've lost your chi." That meant I lost my life force. My energy was gone. Me, the energizer bunny, the busy bee. With utter certainty, she made a diagnosis I couldn't even fathom as a medical doctor. But in that instant, I knew she was right. I knew I was dying on the inside, and I needed to make those pivots and those changes. Along the way, it's been many years of along the way in healing, and I learned many lessons, and today I'm going to go over the top three. One, we all need a purpose for living. Two, pleasure, play, and presence is the portal to producing your best life. And pain may actually be our best friend to guide us to where we need to go. And three, we are oh so much more than this physical body. So lesson one, having a purpose in life guides us forward to our best future. That running a race, finding my inner athlete, it recharged me. But was it really my soul calling? I had to rededicate myself to listening to the me inside, the heart, my heart, my desires. I needed to be me. And I needed adventure and growth, not stability and security. And I loved my husband so much that I realized he needed to live his life while I needed to do it different. I also knew I really wanted to dedicate myself to improving women's healing and ultimately free the many women from centuries of mental and spiritual servitude, and sometimes physical as well, so that we can live the authentic us. And I, as a doctor, had to treat body and soul. Our why, our purpose, it's our link to our roots. It helps us grow, blossom, and flourish. And it's our freedom, freedom to break out of the shell and express our uniqueness. Body and soul, they are one. We are one. Lesson two, pleasure and play. We all of us needs to stop, to rest, to recharge, to reconnect with our heart and our soul. We need to refill our gas tank. Play is how we refill that chi. As doctors or moms, maybe you're an adult child caring for your elderly, we often spend so much time caring for everybody else, ignoring our body and our soul. But we are humans too, and our best gifts can be giving. But if we overgive, then we become resentful, depleted, empty, or worse, filled with negative energy. So remember, pleasure, play, and being present, it's not for the lazy. It's our soul's energy. It's the sun that's watering us. Body and soul, they are one. We are one. And lesson three, we are oh so much more than that physical body. She looked right inside of me. Energy and matter are one. They're intertwined. They're like two sides of a magnet, and one cannot exist without the other. Same for us humans. I was caring for my body, but I'd forgotten about my soul. And we must care for both, because body and soul, you got it. They are one. We are one. As a physician, daily I see it often. Stress and dis-ease, they feel the same at first, especially when you're knocked down trying to get back up. Whether you're spiritually drained or physically ill, stress and illness, they're best friends. To return to vitality, we can't rely just on science or believe solely in the spiritual. It doesn't have to be this or that. It needs to be this and that. We need both. We need medicine as much as we need meditation. We need both. The doctor and the patient has to each care for themselves. We need both work and play are essential to maximize human potential. We need both the spiritual and the medical can be one together. Modernity believes science and spirituality are opposites, but I already told you, opposites have to coexist. They're like an intimate relationship. And in intimacy, when there's competition, if one wins, the other loses, and the relationship is tattered and bruised. It's collaboration that breeds intimacy. It fosters the evolution of each. As they say, the rising tide lifts all boats. So science seeks to understand how spirit and natural laws govern our world. Spirituality for centuries provided like a rubric, almost scientifically, how to live in peak existence. And together, they make the hypothesis, the materials, and the methods for how to run this experiment that we're calling life. Body and soul, they are one. We are one, right? So pleasure, play, and presence keeps us aware of the now. Pain can even guide us to our purpose. And life is lived in the now, not in the past, not in the future. It's in the now that both nervous systems sing in harmony. It's in the now that the child within the adult can once again live with joy and achieve goals. It's in the now that you can live in wellness, even if you have an illness. So, are you ready now to free yourself of any residual guilt or the belief that play is for the children or the lazy? Are you ready to say yes to yourself and no to others when that's not in your heart? Can you use your pain to find your purpose? It's the medicine to bring you back to life. What superpower did you grow in that awfulness that happened to you? And can you learn your unique code to pleasure? If you do, it's like unlocking the lost key to your happiness vault. Your heart gets to open up. It's overflowing with love and pleasure. Do you know how you want to feel each day? What makes you smile and giggle? How do you put yourself in peak state? And are you scheduling that every day into your diary? And if you don't, how are you going through each day? Are you thriving or barely surviving like I was? So what does light you up? Let me see. Do you take things really, really slowly? Do you get excited by anticipation, longing, a little bit of tease? Do you need a lot of space? Or perhaps you're different and you need to snuggle up close, not space. And you need your light up all your senses, a sunrise, freshly brewed coffee, a delicious massage, or a hot bath. Maybe while listening to great music or the sound of birds. Maybe the only way you know how to have pleasure is a good old-fashioned romp in the hay. That's okay too. Or perhaps you like pushing your edges, getting real creative in your mind, being a little naughty lights your fire. Whatever turns up your pleasure dial, do you schedule it? Can you start to schedule it into your day? And would you believe me if I told you that if you knew what put a sparkle in your eye, it might help you stand a little taller, shine more brightly, while your whole experience on this planet would be more radiant. Your interaction with yourself would rise to a new level. And looking back at the mirror, you'd see a brighter smile shining back at you. Relationships would improve. Life would happen with more ease and love. All right, those of you who are prioritizing busyness, work, toiling away, go ahead, stay seated. But for those of you who really want to experience your best life ever, I invite you right now to stand up, raise your hands, allow the soul energy of peak state to start infiltrating this body, because body and soul, they are one, we are one. I want you to jump for joy, like the child in you once did. Are you ready to live this amazing life? Come on, get out of your seats. That, my friends, is your birthright. So are you ready to fall in love with all of you, body and soul? What would it world feel like if everybody was walking around on cloud nine, accepting their one true self? If love, not fear, drove the car of life? If abundance and connection, not scarcity and money, were the true measure of success. So, can you right now bless the miracle of breath by breathing with me? My air is your air is mine. We are all connected. So, we're going to practice some breathing to get back into the body. So, we're just going to start with a relaxing breath. Breathe as if your heart is actually doing the breathing. And we're going to count to five on the inhale and the exhale. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Five, four, three, two, one. We're going to do it two more times. One, two, three, four, five, five, four, three, two, one. And one last time. One, two, three, four, five, and five, four, three, two, one. Let's take it up a notch. Raise your energy. Let's feel peak state by going up and down. That's a breath work to raise your energy. Because you, my friends, have the power to change your state, change your mood, change your story, change your life. Connect inside with the you on the inside. You can practice touching. Touch with me. Rub your two fingers together enough to feel the ridges of your own unique fingerprints. Because you are you and you are delicious. And you are born to be you and no one else. And you are the only you that will ever be. So stay present. Feel all these body sensations. You are alive. Celebrate that. Because life is lived in the now. You can feel and celebrate as the music of life dances within you. And as my talk winds down, consider putting on some music. Allow space for all your emotions and see who shows up to play. Henrietta happy, Sally sad, Ali angry, Maggie mad. It's all just you feeling embodied and alive. And how cool is that? Being present in your life is truly a magical gift. So I leave you with this. If you'd like to dive deeper with me, come to my upcoming It's Safe to Be Sexy retreat. We'll design your blueprint for your life. Let's uncover your fingerprint for pleasure. It's safe. We're going to find safety, acceptance, fun, and an amazing experience. And we can be sexy. We'll rewrite your story, experience your body, explore your emotions, and discover your why. Because you too can live in peak state all the time. So come play with me this position so your body and your soul is aligned. And you too can live a magical life because it's an inside out kind of game. Come roll the dice and start to play. With me, with you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.